You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Of them really good players. Look, we know Sean Payton is an acquired taste. And you mentioned how hard Harbaugh coaches QBs like J.J. McCarthy. And we've heard the stories of Sean and Drew. I think it took a special person to handle Sean. Talk about, you were there for every single year, okay? Every training camp, every season. And Drew could handle Sean and his intensity and his barking, and not every player can. Can you expand on that and talk about, first of all, how special a relationship they had, but how Drew was able to handle Sean's, I guess, intensity and crazy brains, but also brilliance for that long?
You know, I didn't know how it would work at first because I knew Drew was a live wire, no insulation. He was a guy that, you know, he had his own mind set about certain things. And I'd heard Sean was similar. So you wondered, with two personalities that are similar, how they would get along. And they were like two links in a chain. It worked seamless between the two of them. Both were intense. Both knew how to... A nuance about how a game should be called and had a feeling about the opponent that was strong. This is where Pete Carmichael came in. He was the liaison in that. I think if Sean felt strongly about something and maybe Drew didn't, Carmichael would come in and sort of soft soap it to one party or the other. Because he was the calming influence between the two. And so we've had different players tell us, you know, game plan-wise. They come up with a game plan, and a lot of times Drew is, I don't want to run this, and kind of would put that play aside. That was the way Drew is. Drew felt maybe this wasn't going to work against that opponent. And so... It was two strong personalities that got along very well and kind of were on the same wavelength on I would say on probably 95% of things. They were exactly the same. And you didn't see friction between them at all. It was really unbelievable to watch how they got along so well. Because there were so many rumors at that time that the relationship between Bill Belichick and Tom Brady was not good. You know, and now you're finding out that that's exactly what it was. It wasn't real good between the two of them, but it was between Sean and Drew. Mutual respect between one another, how they felt about the game, how to attack an opponent was all sort of, you know, that square peg, you know, fit, you know, in that square hole between them. But both of them were very intense about how to go after an opponent. And I think that sometimes that's not always the case between a head coach and a quarterback. And, you know, Sean could be tough, but Drew was tougher on himself than Sean could ever be.
Okay.
Okay, that's the other part. Drew held himself so accountable for everything. It wasn't somebody else screwed up. It was him. He felt that way. So they have a new center. Okay. Max Unger retires sort of suddenly. And Max, for me, was the best center I've ever seen in a Saints uniform. The best. It was a short run. But, man, he was unbelievable at center. And so, you know, I thought, Bobby and I talking about it, and Bobby's deal is, you know, without the center, somebody's got to make the calls up front. So we meet up with Drew, and, you know, we're talking after practice, and Bobby asked him before the, you know, we start interviewing him. He was like, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. He said, I got it. Bobby, what did you mean? He said, no, I got it. I'll make the calls. Don't worry about it. I got it. I'll make the calls. Because it was going to be Eric McCoy, a rookie center. I'm going to make those calls. Don't worry about it. Guys, I got it. He kind of took it upon himself that, hey, listen, it's going to be me. It's going to be okay. Okay, not a lot of veterans, you know, would kind of matter-of-factly, yeah, I got it. That was Drew. Staying after practice, working with Michael Thomas. We saw that numerous times. Same thing with Jimmy in his prime. He would stay after practice. Sean didn't have to tell him that. Drew did that. He worked with Mike after practice, worked with Jimmy Graham after practice, worked with Alvin Kamara after practice, one-on-one. Okay? Sean didn't press that. Drew did. So it was something to watch, and I'm not real sure I'm going to see that sort of thing again with the relationship between a very successful head coach here who changed the landscape of the Saints and a quarterback that changed the world for the Saints.
No doubt.
He really did. And they were both intense, both, I mean, you know, live wires at times.
But they were able to, all right, help me out here, Mike. They obviously were, they understood on game day they couldn't, you couldn't ruffle Drew, like even if Sean was upset. But like during training camp and practice, was there a lot of intense communication and barking? Nope. Or did that nope. happen behind closed doors? How did that look, Mike, with Breeze and Peyton?
It was like you and I talking.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I used before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to ZBiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It was like you and I talking right now. I mean, that's how they communicated. You didn't see that side sometimes with, and I see it more on the defensive side, maybe a defensive coach getting upset with certain play calls or maybe doesn't feel the practice is going right. You never really saw that with Sean and Drew. And if Drew would throw an interception, that was nobody more upset about it than Drew. I saw Drew, and this was back-to-back plays. He makes throws downfield, and they both get intercepted in practice. On the second one, Drew got so mad, he took his helmet off and he slammed it down. And he's talking to himself. Nobody had to tell him anything. He was upset with his throw. That was Drew. It wasn't anything with him and Sean. It was Drew. And, you know, then Sean would go up and, you know, they would talk. But it was like you and I talking right now. Mm. Their relationship was really special. And I think Jeff Duncan did that, you know, book of Peyton and Bree.
Oh, so good, Mike.
And sort of laid it out on their relationship and how well they got along and that sort of thing. And Drew has got this personality, the way he talks, it, you almost got to, like, test him to make sure he still has a heartbeat sometimes. Because, you know, he's just – It never really changes, but yet you could see the competitor and the intensity in him. With Sean, you could see the intensity. You could see the competitor in him. With Drew, I think he masked it really well. But it was unbelievable to see. And I lived next door over 30 years to Joe Clark, who was a coach and a player, former backup quarterback to Otto Graham with the Cleveland Browns, and Paul Brown was the head coach. And Joe would always tell me, I can't believe they get along so well, these two strong personalities. Because he said, you know, there were times, and he said the NFL was covered a little different, that Coach Brown and Otto didn't really see eye to eye very well. You know, Otto wanted to do things his way, and Paul wanted to do things his way. And he said there was always a little bit of a friction between the two of them. And he said it's remarkable to watch. You don't see any of that. They sort of just would talk it out, whatever's good. And if there was any disagreement, that's where Pete Carmichael got involved.
Brilliant. They had the cooler in between them.
They had the moderator, the one guy that could come in there. And, okay, you don't like this, and I'll talk to Sean, and then we'll work it out. It really was something to watch, but it was their work ethic and detail of figuring out exactly every little detail and how it would work. That was something, and you saw it in practice, and it translated into games, that they were able to make it work. But Drew was wired a little bit differently in that, you know, he wanted everything down to the T on Saturdays. And I didn't normally go to the practices on a Saturday. One day I go up to the practice on a Saturday, and he is running the plays all by himself. Breeze is on the field by himself, moving from the 30-yard line all the way to the other side. And sort of talking to himself like a play throw, getting up to the line of scrimmage, and doing it with nobody else there. Who the hell does that? But that was Drew. In his own mind, he was running those plays, and he wanted kind of a trial run with it before they really did play against someone.
That was fantastic. Storytelling with Mike D. It doesn't get any better. Mike Dettillier, have a good week, buddy. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, Bo. Appreciate it.
At Mike Dettillier on Twitter, WWL Radio TV New Orleans. He joined us on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. We want to say good morning. Welcome into you. Thanks for listening to the show and hanging out with us. We're having some fun here on a Tuesday. Weather's going to get better. I hope you're safe from last night. That's some bad stuff that came through. Mike D, interview brought to you by Sound and Communications. If you need a video wall for your business, your school, your hospital, soundcomav.com. If you need a sound system for your hospital or sports facility, soundcomav.com.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.